Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, Dr. Bloom was explaining the 3 days and three nights that Jesus was in the grave. Let's continue there today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
If Jesus is crucified on Friday, he is buried Friday evening and is in there Saturday evening, and then raises on Monday morning because he's there Sunday evening. Boy, that'll get people upset. So how is that 3 days and three nights? Well, the Jewish day begins at sundown. For example, if today is Monday, then at 6 o'clock this evening, it is Tuesday. Okay, then it will be Tuesday, and that will last until 6 p.m. on Tuesday, and then the next day is Wednesday. However, I think that if Christ was crucified on Thursday, then that's the one day he's in there till Friday at 6, Saturday at 6, Sunday at 6. Or Wednesday, which I think makes more sense. He's there on Thursday at 6, Friday at 6, Saturday at 6. And he raises the first thing on Sunday, the eighth day. And you see, now, that was Sunday at 6 o'clock on Saturday. Daylight doesn't get there till, 6 o'clock in the morning? Now, those ladies arrive, it's the first hour of the morning, but it's not the first hour of the day. So, there's a lot of emphasis there, and I'm not here to introduce a different doctrine. I'm just trying to say 3 days and three nights is more of a discussion than was it a fish or a whale. But we still must not take what is the emphasis. And that is the reason he died, was buried, and rose. It's more important than what 3 days and what three nights, considering each is 24-hour days. It is important to know another truth of the gospel. His body saw no corruption. More than 3 days, the corruption would set in a human body. He had a human body. Martha told Jesus of Lazarus that it is the fourth day, and by now he stinketh. It is important that we know no corruption was in Jesus as a perfect sacrifice that would ascend to heaven to place his blood at the mercy seat for us. Concerning the words of Jesus, it can be a great fish or it can be a whale. The Greek word was used of great sea creatures. The late Dr. Henry Morris, founder of the Creation Research Institute, which I prefer over the one of Ken Ham's. Now, I'm not down on Ken Ham. I just believe that I like Creation Research better because I believe they stick to the King James. And they also are more in-depth in doctrine. But we find that Henry Morris of the Creation Research Institute was one of the original editors of the New King James Version. He later said that that was the biggest mistake he made in his ministry. Matter of fact, I believe that he quit before it was completed. They gave place in some instances to the critical text, and the critical text is corrupted. He told people to stick with the old 1611 King James Version. Now, here's a guy that was given the job of the new King James Version to get the words right, but to more modern English, as if how it's stated gives understanding instead of the Holy Spirit of His Word. So the Greek Textus Receptus would be translated either way from the Greek, whale or great fish. Since most whales do not have a throat big enough to swallow a man whole, they say it could not be true. And generally, that is true. But there have been recorded times in history in which a man was found in a whale's body in whole. Just like you have different sizes of men and animals in the same species, you also have to take into consideration 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a great fish or whale, of which the digestive juices would kill most men in that time. But don't forget, the whales have a spout on top. And it's more important that this is noted for the fact of the gospel, for Jesus saw no corruption. Satan likes to use things as to get us away from the gospel, to argue about things of was it a great fish or a whale. First, it was godless scientists who held to this. But later, it was adopted by liberal theologians as theistic evolutionists. Great fish in Jonah would show whether it is a whale or a great fish. What it was really was huge. People who make a great deal about it, perhaps unwittingly, are honoring the God of secular education above the omniscience of Almighty God, especially those who practice theistic evolution. You say, what do you mean by that? Well, they say, well, evolution is true, but God got it all started. He set it up so it would evolve. No, God created it for 6 literal days and rested on the 7th. But boys, now people don't want to believe that because their scientists told them something else. Look, I don't care if you've got 1 billion scientists. If they're all saying one thing, God says something else, God is right, and there's 1 billion scientists that are wrong. They will say, well, whales are not fish. But again, the term is translated both ways. Both ways. Now, they have found great fish with an entire man in it, but they've also found whales with a man in it. And there are some whales that were found that their throat was big enough to swallow a man. I think this is where 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 4 comes into play. Neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies which minister questions, rather than godly edifying, which is faith. So do. Well, I want to thank this teacher for listening to the Lamp and Light and feeling confident to ask us the question to see our answer. Now, let me state that if that teacher's listening, I don't believe that she was saying, I believe this other thing. She's asking why. I couldn't answer them, and I want to know why. How do I answer this? And so I hope that this helped to provide her with the answer that she needed. Okay. Now this next question. Boy, is this going to be one that comes from a listener. Their question come from viewing one of our sermons live stream. And I think live stream is very good to do when you can't go to church due to physical ailments or some other situation. I had to watch the live stream of our own church services the few weeks I was out with a stroke. I had two strokes in a row and missed about 2 or 3 weeks. But nonetheless, I think that is a good thing. And if your church does that, then definitely watch your church services. Now, if you can go to church, then go to church. Don't stay home because it's convenient. I'm just going to interject this, not what I've written now, but I'm going to interject this. I'm afraid this pandemic thing that went around, some people stayed home. They were drinking coffee and snacking and watching the church services. And when some of these churches opened back up, they did not want to go back. Church. They wanted to continue to church, but they wanted to watch it at home. And of course, then you can't work together as a body in Christ. So it's good that we have that to provide, but don't allow it to make you forsake the assembling of ourselves together. So let me pick up now back in my answer to this lady. I said, a physical ailment or some other situation that required you to stay home, if you can go, then go to church. You can catch us live stream at centralbaptistocala.org, or you can listen to our live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or other mechanisms, or you can listen by your smartphone to the service. And they are streamed on our smartphone, either visibly or just audibly through our website and through the app on your phone. Or there may be other mechanisms that you can use. Some people watch our services in the way they have their computers connected to their TV. So, again, all of those helps you to get it in 24/7, our radio station. I announced that earlier, but I want to go on with this. The services are all on it on Eastern times, Sunday 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and Wednesday night 7 o'clock p.m. You should go to your own church and support it. But if not near a Bible-preaching church, then I invite you to visit us via radio or internet. This listener's letter is for a sermon she heard me preach that morning. She wrote, "Awesome sermon, Pastor, but could you please explain if we're predestined? Then isn't God creating people to go to hell and to eternally suffer for His glory as well?"
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, "May the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today."
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, "May God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus."
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant.